Bueno.
Hello, my name is Samaya, giving you a call back from customer service. How can I help you?
Yes, you know what? I got a charge on my debit card for tomorrow, but I did not authorize it. I just wanted to know what happened or what's going on.
Okay, your first and last name?
It's Jose Gomez.
All right, Mr. Gomez. For security purposes, please verify your address.
2921 Morehead, El Paso, Texas, 79930.
All right, thank you so much for that. Now, I do see here that you got a smartwatch as a free gift to you from the
Yes.
discountshopperstore.com. Now, with that smartwatch, if not declined or canceled within the first 48, well, if not declined at the point of sale or canceled within the first 48 hours of ordering that smartwatch, which the smartwatch is designed to monitor your heart rate, blood pressure, and oxygen level, then you are automatically charged the monthly subscription
Yeah.
price.
And what, how much is that? Because I didn't know about that.
$56.95.
No, you know what? I just saw the watch was free, and so that's why I got it, but I'm not willing to pay any additional stuff. That's why I did not authorize that, so I don't know.
Okay, now upon signing up for the smartwatch, do you recall confirming that you are 18 years and older, as well as agreeing to the terms and conditions in order to receive that product by mail?
Okay, so what do I need to do then to cancel? Because I'm not going to pay the $56.
Okay, now I can cancel all charges going forward by canceling the account.
Okay, what is that again?
I said I can go ahead and get the account canceled. Once the account is canceled, you will not receive any charges going forward.
Okay, yes. So then what about that $56? Do I have to, what happens with that one?
Okay, so typically all sales are final with those monthly subscriptions. But what I can do is go ahead and provide you with my courtesy refund of 35% off.
So what do you mean the courtesy refund on the 35? So I only get 35% of the 56 or what?
Yes, sir.
But let me ask you, it never said anything about a monthly subscription when I got that thing on Verizon. That's why I got it, because it just said pay the shipping and handling. It doesn't say pay any subscriptions or
Yes, sir.
anything.
So when you opt into receiving the watch, when it brings you to our page, it does notify you of that monthly subscription if you do not decline the order. Now, the order is placed in the terms and conditions. And of course, if you just agree to the terms and conditions and do not decline the order, then you are automatically enrolled.
Yeah, no, it didn't give me any of that information you're telling me. So that's fine. Let's go ahead and cancel. And then if I can get the courtesy to what it is, I mean, I'll take the loss. That's fine. But I didn't authorize it.
Okay, the most that I can do is give you my employee discount of 50%. Hello?
Okay.
Did
And what
you?
is what?
So a 50% refund back to the account will be in the amount of $28.47.
Okay, that's fine.
Bear me one moment. I am here. I'm just about done, okay?
Okay.
Okay, thank you so much for patiently holding with me. So I did go ahead and get the account canceled as well as that refund issued back to the account. Now with that refund, it does take about 3 to 5 business days for that refund to reflect into the account, but I did go ahead and submit everything on our end for you today. You are going to receive an email within 24 to 48 hours from now confirming the cancellation as well as that refund back to your account, Mr. Gomez.
All righty then. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer service. Have a wonderful day.
Bye-bye.